This is The Generation Gap, presented by me, Claudia, and him, Clive.
Hello.
In this programme, we are going to explore differences and similarities of being a teenager now and in past generations. I am a 21st century girl, and Clive is a baby boomer. That is, a teenager in late 60s and early 70s. What are the differences and similarities in the way that we live our lives? We are going to try and find out. This is The Generation Gap Show on 92.6 FM, Radio Verulam. Good evening, St. Albans.
Yes, good evening.
Today we are going to discuss a very, very sad issue, actually. It's been suggested by one of our listeners.
Thank you very much, Damien.
Damien, yes. And our generational topic today is going to be letter writing.
Yeah, because Damien said, and I think we agree with him to some extent, he's very concerned about the way that writing letters has basically gone out of fashion. In fact, probably very few people actually write letters. And what we mean by that, of course, is like handwriting letters, and they're personal letters.
And I personally, I have an obsession with envelopes. I know everyone thinks I'm crazy, but I have an obsession with envelopes and my name being on the envelope and, you know, my address and someone handwriting their address in the corner. And, you know, it's just like, it's really nice to have like that thing that, like, you know, people thinking about what they have to write and putting their heart and soul on the page.
So do you get many letters like that?
No, I don't. I get some from my grandmother nowadays because she sends things in the pack, like in packages. But
obviously the other thing I think they teach you at school is exactly how to write a letter. You have to put the address at the top, the date, then you have to decide whether you're dear Fred or dear Mr. Smith or whatever other.
Dear sir or dear madam.
Sir, dear sir or madam. I do actually, when I write letters like that, when I type them still, I do actually still put dear sir or madam. I know and do it deliberately to be old fashioned.
Yeah, but if you know them, it depends if you know the person or not.
Well, obviously, if you're writing to the sort of things I'm writing to a bank, you don't know who's going to get it anyway.
I think that some people, I actually think this is true. I think people don't write letters because they're not sure whether to write yours sincerely or yours faithfully. The main problem, I think.
Yeah, there are rules. I think it's much more difficult at the end, yes, to say yours sincerely, yours faithfully. Love, lots of love, hug and kisses, and all those other things, different things you might put at the end of a letter.
Yeah, and I think emojis have really changed the style of letters as well, because letters are a form of communication. It's the way you communicate with people, and now you just kind of, you just send someone a text message.
I'm a bit wary of using emojis because there's so many of them and I don't necessarily think that I know exactly what some of them mean because they've got subtle meanings and other meanings and alternative meanings.
I love emojis.
Yes.
All emojis are my favourite.
Okay, but you don't use those in letters. I've just had a sudden thought. Wouldn't it be a nice idea to have sort of stick-on emojis you could put on a written letter on paper?
It would. I just draw it on myself, like hand-draw them.
Yeah, but of course you're so artistic, you can do that.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, so a handwritten letter. I mean, obviously, really the only time now you're writing a handwritten letter is more a personal one. You're writing to a friend or a relative. I don't see there's really any other reason you'd write a handwritten letter to anybody else, is there?
No. And you don't write handwritten letters to, maybe if you wanted to make a real clear point to a company that they've done something wrong, then you write them a letter. Because what I've heard is that if you write an email, for example, they can press the delete button, but if you actually write them a letter, handwrite it, then they can't get rid of it. At uni, at school, they tell you to, you know, you can do your essays on the computer, but then the exams that you take, they're still handwritten. Yes. So how are you supposed to handwrite stuff?
Yes, I think that's right. I mean,
it's
sort of mismatched, isn't it?
Yeah.
The skills of writing letters, how to lay out a letter, how to address people and all the rest of it, how to sign off a letter.
Handwriting.
They're all still in the school curriculum. People learn them.
Yeah.
But they're actually becoming less and less relevant to the real world outside.
Yes. However, you still need them if you're taking exams.
Yes. Oh, you're looking for logic and common sense, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Not very many of them around.
Basically, I've got to sum up the show. How am I going to do that? Letter writing is going out of fashion, and I don't think we see letters as much as we used to. However, I think that if you were to pick up the pen and write somebody a letter and send them to them, you'd make them a very happy person because it would be so unexpected. And don't forget to write us a letter too.
You can write us a letter as well, yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Anyway, good night, St. Albans. We'll chat to you next week.
Yep, next week.